was, he could hardly hide his pride and satisfaction. He threw money about freely and helped the poor generously, for he knew well enough how they suffered. His wonderful gift of dancing gained him the title of Emperor of the Dance. The hardest gamblers did not wager so much as he, so they lost less. But the more he lost, the more he won. It was just as the glass man had said. He had wished always to have as much money in his pocket as big Ezekiel, and so he did. If he lost 30 gulden, he still had the amount in his pocket if Ezekiel had won. But by degrees he became a worse gambler than the veriest rascal in the Black Forest, and he was more often called gambler than Emperor of the Dance, for he played all day long and neglected his work. And so the glass factory did very badly, owing to Peter's idleness and inattention to business. Glass was made, certainly, and plenty of it, but in buying the business, Peter neglected to buy the secret of the manufacture of its particular sort of glass. He had never really troubled to learn the art of glassmaking, and at last he sold the business at half price and realized just enough to pay his workmen the wages due. One evening, as he went home from the village inn, he thought with disgust of all the wine he had drunk just to cheer his spirits. Then suddenly he noticed that someone was walking beside him, and behold, it was the little glass man. Peter flew into a rage and swore he was at the bottom of all his troubles. "What do I want with horse and carriage?" cried he. "What use to me was the factory and the glass? When I was a miserable charcoal burner, I lived happily. Now I never know when the bailiff will come and seize my goods for debt."
"Indeed," answered the little glass man, "I am sorry to have been the cause of your unhappiness. Why did you choose such foolish wishes? Did I not say you should wish carefully? Prudence and understanding, Peter, are what you needed."
"I am no worse than other young men, as I will prove," cried Peter, as he seized the little man roughly by the collar. "Now I have you fast, treasure man. The third wish I will have now, and you must grant it. And I wish for 200,000 golden florins at once, and a house, and, oh dear," cried he, shaking his hand, for the little man had changed himself into molten glass and burnt his hand like a firebrand. And Peter